This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Instead of a handwritten no mask, no service sign in business windows, in Monterey County, you may soon see graphic posters reminding customers to wear masks. The Arts Council for Monterey County commissioned local artists to create posters that are free for anyone to download and print. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Sean Flannelly has more.
Artist Paul Richmond went for a retro look with his poster, showing a young woman donning a mask in the foreground and a gridded neon landscape behind. He says he wanted to depict mask wearing as a symbol of strength and resilience.
She looks beautiful, she looks tough. And so, you know, I think it is a small heroic act that we can all do every day to help protect each other. And that's what I hope that my poster would communicate.
Richmond says he's also trying to combat the spread of misinformation about mask wearing protocol. He says while Monterey County residents are generally pretty diligent about face coverings, the busy, tourist-filled weekends seem to bring less cautious visitors, and the posters could provide a gentle reminder. Artist Mai Ryuno, on the other hand, didn't want to use any specific face to represent a diverse community like Monterey County.
Our hope is to that striking visual or interesting or, you know, beautiful images will grab people's attention and actually read it and make them think that, oh yeah, I need to put that mask on.
Instead of a face, her poster features unattached masks in front of a rural landscape, as well as three prominent lettuce heads, a tribute to Salinas Valley's nickname, the Salad Bowl of the World. The other two posters both feature a central figure. Artist Brian Gage's piece displays a wide-eyed woman staring directly at the viewer, with long wavy hair cascading into the ocean behind her. There's a tiny squid boat in the background, and a Monterey cypress tree decorates the front of her mask. Gage, who was born in Pacific Grove, says he wanted to highlight the region's charm.
It's always kind of struck me as a very romantic place, actually, and especially when you gaze out on the water and the squid boats are out there on the water, and you have that amazing kind of glow from the squid boats, that always kind of struck me as something very, very iconic of the area.
Artist Beau Benir Frank's poster shows a photorealistic man in black tie wearing a mask made out of Big Sur's Bixby Bridge. The man in Frank's painting is based on Clint Eastwood's Monterey County raised son, Scott.
Honestly, like, yes, you can go for the generic poster, but it kind of feels more like an ad more than anything else. So if you have some kind of entertainment value, you're more likely to stop and admire or, you know, maybe check out the information or dig a little deeper.
Coincidentally, Frank's work was made before the pandemic even started. And instead, it's part of an oddly prescient series that contains multiple figures with the bottom half of their face covered. While the Arts Council created the poster campaign in response to increasing COVID-19 cases in the county, Executive Director Jackie Atchison says the organization sought to highlight some local artists in the process. While it's on the community to actually print out the posters and put them up, a couple of local businesses have already taken that step, including Meals on Wheels in the Salinas Valley and Open Ground Studios in Seaside. Anyone can download the PDFs on the Arts Council's website for free. Reporting for the KCBX News Arts Beat, I'm Sean Flannelly.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.